This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, 877-217-5757. We're joined by Rabbi Barry Weinstein, who has been the leader of congregations in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and Lake Charles, where he still presides. And these days he's doing it in a different way. He's doing his services on his telephone, like many others, and nobody adjusts like the rabbi who's been around in this area for almost 40 years, back to the early 1980s. And Rabbi Weinstein is joining us, as have a couple of other religious leaders the last two Wednesdays. 2 weeks ago it was Chris Andrews, last week it was Bishop Duca, and now it's the rabbi as we start the Passover season. And Rabbi Weinstein, this is a most significant time for people of the Jewish tradition.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim, and I really appreciate coming onto the show again. And I might mention that I am virtually serving Temple Sinai in Lake Charles through our new YouTube channel at Temple Sinai Lake Charles.
There you go. Talk about a man who can adjust with the times. It is Rabbi Barry Weinstein, who is a guy who just keeps on ticking. And as we know, 4 years ago, he survived, as few people do, an aortic aneurysm. And before we get to the Passover celebration, you survived an aortic aneurysm. So that's beating the odds far more than beating coronavirus, which if when all is said and done, will probably take out 2-3% of the people who have it. But still, I'm sure you are taking precautions. You're no fool, Rabbi Weinstein. What are you and the lovely Linda Weinstein doing right now?
We have been isolating since before, before the Louisiana stay-at-home order on March 23rd. We were isolating even before that. And the only thing we do is walk our dog and go to the park near our condo to walk. We have not gone anywhere else. Thank God for neighbors and grocery delivery.
Well, in these times, people look to spiritual leaders like you for consolation and perhaps hope, optimism, some kind of window of glimmer of good times ahead. And this time, we're in many ways, we don't have the same kind of connection because we can't touch you. We can't be in your presence. How has that changed what you do?
I am making a real effort. I've already reached nearly a third of our small congregation, 60 or 70 families. I've reached already nearly a third by telephone contact directly or voicemail. And I continue to virtually serve every Shabbat evening and twice a month Shabbat morning. And I'm constantly texting or emailing our members, and that is how I am reaching out. And I'm reminding people that this bondage of the virus is a reminder of the bondage that our ancient Israelites experienced, our ancestors thousands of years ago. And they escaped, they got through it, and I'm reminding myself and my family and my friends that we're going to get through this also with God's help.
Well, another listener who obviously has been with us for a long time remembers in 2005, almost 15 years ago, that Barry Weinstein did a show with us from the Walmart on College Drive and had the whole Walmart chanting New Rouge, as in New Orleans Baton Rouge, and they're asking for you to do it again. They want an encore, Barry.
Well, that'd have to be virtual because I ain't leaving our home.
Well, Walmart is open, and thank goodness, what brave souls we have, not only from the health community, but people working in stores, risking their lives to help the public. And by golly, these people deserve credit for what they're doing.
Absolutely. God bless them all.
But you're not going to a department store or wherever, a grocery store. How are you getting food?
Well, we do have there's a great app. Can I mention an app on this radio program?
I don't see any reason why not.
It's called Instacart, I-N-S-T-A-C-A-R-T, Instacart. It is fabulous, and I linked to Albertsons on College Drive for a small fee. Groceries are delivered, and they ask you if you want a replacement for a certain item, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how we're doing it, and a couple of very dear friends and neighbors who help us out as well.
But, Rabbi, I'm not being flippant here. What happens if the delivery person has COVID-19? You can't totally escape this world we're living in right now.
No, they come with gloves and masks, and I wash everything once we bring it in. You're right. There was risk this morning in getting up for all of us, but that's why the Seder comes at exactly the right time. One of the things we do in the Passover Seder tonight, and we'll be doing it virtually from our home, Linda and I, is we break the middle matzah. And for me, that's like our hearts are broken. I mean, the Seder speaks so much to slavery, bondage, broken hearts. We were enslaved in Egypt, our ancestors. We are now enslaved in our homes, but yet we can reach out by the magic of this program and so many other ways to our friends and our loved ones.
Well, you sent me a prayer. I could read it, but I think it'd be better if you could, if you have it in front of you. Do you have it?
Yes, so remind me of the page number. This is from the Haggadah, the story of Passover.
I think it's page 49.
Yes. We drop a little drop of wine for all of the plagues that came upon Pharaoh. And when we do that, it's diminishing our cup of wine, our cup of joy. And our Haggadah from the Central Conference of American Rabbis transforms those plagues into the plagues that we want to cast out today that threaten all of us everywhere, beginning in our own hearts. The making of war, teaching of hate and violence, spoiling the earth, perversion of justice and government, fomenting of vice and crime, neglect of human needs, oppression of peoples and nations, corruption of culture, subjugation of science, learning, and human discourse, erosion of freedoms. Elo Eser Makot, these are the 10 drops for the plagues upon Egypt. And then we recite all the plagues in Hebrew, blood, frogs, lice, beasts, blight, boils, hail, locust, darkness, and slaying of the firstborn, the biblical plagues. And that's our prayer that we'll learn from this plague of this virus how to be more forgiving and more loving. With God's help, we will survive. This is going to pass. And as we all do our best to distance ourselves, but yet stay in close touch virtually as possible.
And for those unacquainted with the Jewish faith and tradition, the significance of Passover is right at the center of your core beliefs.
No question. It is a core. The exodus from Egypt and the redemption from slavery is a foundation belief in Judaism for all Jews everywhere. This is a major, major holiday and festival, and we are around the world doing our best to preserve it.
In Baton Rouge, approximately how many Jewish people do we have, Rabbi?
About 500 Jewish families, thank God.
500, but many, as we know, are very prominent in our community, have been great contributors to our city as we know it, and you've been here. You and Jim Mayer and Skip Bertman all came at about the same time, didn't you?
Yes, summer of 83. That's right, when we came to town. Thank goodness.
37 years ago. Well, we're glad you're still in the game at 77.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really enjoy the show and being invited to come on, and I want to make a prayer that God will bless us all and keep us, and God's countenance will grace upon us, and God's graciousness will help keep us, keep our spirits up and our hearts open, and we will get through this with God's help and our own trying to do our best to go along with all the rules and guidance.
And I knew this question was coming from a listener, but it's one that is pertinent. Are there any parallels between what we're experiencing now and what we had with Katrina?
Wow, that's another show.
Or two.
It, it is a parallel, because we must reach out and help one another best we can, just like that the Cajun Navy, I think it's called, did during Katrina, just the same way.
Well, Rabbi, thanks for your service to our community and for keeping the flame alive. This man is immensely energetic. I know your heart and soul would like to be out in the masses helping people, but right now you're probably helping people a lot more by staying inside. And a listener did want to know also about your YouTube visits. Is there any way to access that?
Go to templesinai.com. Excuse me, templesinai.com. will take you to our website, which has the link to the YouTube channel, templesinai.com.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for your service.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Rabbi Barry Weinstein. And we'll be back tomorrow. Mark Ballard of The Advocate is slated for his traditional Thursday visit. And we certainly want to remember John Prine, who died of coronavirus, age 73. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Stay tuned.
Call that child James Lewis. Call his room.